Cheers, Joe. Cheers, Freya. Oh, no.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster.
Ignore that. I'm not doing it now. There we go. This is the Buzzcocks. Why can't I touch it? Alright, we're about to get into Viewmaster with Leisha, but just before that, to Mark, who messaged in, trying to enter the draw to win an Atomic coffee card, I'm gonna need your B card number, otherwise it won't work. Also, the person who messaged in saying, "Did you know there are whale sniffer dogs?" What does that mean? What could you possibly mean by that? Are they getting
pacing the studio?
Are they training whales to be do what sniffer dogs do, or is it sniffer dogs that sniff whales?
If your intention was to hook us in. You've got us.
You've clickbaited us.
You've clickbaited us. Please tell us more. All right, let's get into Viewmaster.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena.
Morena, how are you guys?
Oh, good, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for joining us.
Raining. Horrid weather, but great for TV watching.
Really
it's
good.
Perfect. Yeah, for a hot chocky and some popcorn. So tell me, what have you been watching? What are we chatting about?
I wanted to talk about a new local drama series called Dead Ahead, which premiered, I think, a fortnight ago.
Yes,
The NZ show, created by showrunner Scotty Cotter. People might recognise him. He's sort of a really exceptional multi-hyphenate Māori, Fijian actor, writer, director. He's always like doing something on Shortland Street and then like a play and writing something. And he was in Kura and Not Even. He's a really incredible talent. And he's created this show about a high-powered Māori lawyer who returns to Aotearoa with her family, to her whenua, and then as they arrive there, their tupuna appear as kehua, or I don't want to say ghost because it's not the exact transliteration, but appear to them and her whānau, and they kind of navigate, you know, life back here.
Incredible.
Sisters. Yeah, and it's like, it's a drama, but it's also very much a comedy, and I like that it's not, I think there's a version of this that could have been like incredibly self-serious and maybe a little bit airing too more into that, but it's got this beautiful kind of lightheartedness to it, and but it's also touching on some really, I think, strong emotional themes about, you know, like obviously whakapapa and, you know, your ancestors walking with you and like Māori spirituality.
Yeah,
but in a really, I think, fun and inventive way. It's really beautifully shot by and directed by Scotty and Awanui Simichpenny. And I've had a great time watching it. I think it's a really great show.
Yeah, and I think I can see where there'd be that blend of comedy and drama, because it's like there's so many opportunities for comedy from like having characters who are from the past or representing a previous culture. There's gonna be gags.
Yeah, and it's like, I think when I was reading an interview with Scotty, he talked about he didn't want it to be the sort of kind of hokey Disney-fied version of it. Maybe like overly sort of sincere, and it's one that feels, I think, strangely, if not a bit surreal, but very authentic, and it's got that very grounded humour. You know, they're on the whenua, they're here, the kids. There's like this, one of their son is like this boy genius. The daughter is my grandma's just trying to.
She's like, oh, how
wonderful! Hi, grandma. their daughter's like a TikTok girly, so it's very
amazing.
And the whole whānau are very diverse, and you know, they're not stereotyping the characters at all, but it does also feel very real.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. And I think got some sort of fun, surreal elements, some slightly spooky elements, but it never, I think, veers into being like too over the top. It's got a nice kind of even keel, and it's really led well by Xavier Horan and Miriamma Smith, she plays a really great girl boss. Like, a lot of the roles she does, she is like a fantastic, just high-powered, smart, fashionable, beautiful woman.
Love to see it.
And everything. Yeah.
So where can we watch this?
TVNZ. You can sign up for free. And, yeah, it's on TVNZ and TVNZ On Demand. I don't really know the difference sometimes, but, yeah, TVNZ On Demand. You can watch it, you know, whenever you want, for free. And I think is awesome to support local drama.
Absolutely. And there's
Māori television shows.
Yeah, support local, support Māori arts, and also just, yeah, there's so much great stuff on TVNZ On Demand. Get on there, and what a perfect day to watch it.
I know, yeah, great weekend, and there's a lot of really cool TV coming out now. We're in that season of, like, the kind of August, September releases coming up, so I'm very excited to talk about a lot of things happening soon.
Yes, me too. All right. Thanks heaps, Leisha.
Thank you. See you later.
Ka kite.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.